the rest of the story. Each year, a surprising number of troubled people arrive alone at the doorstep of a mental health center somewhere and with fear and trembling institutionalize themselves. In May of 89, Dr. Pyron was director of such a facility, and he was visited in his office by one such troubled individual. There was hopelessness in the man's eyes as he described the path that had led him to this place. For years, he had been plagued by invisible phantoms, sounds that seemed very real, but coming from nowhere. Furthermore, real sounds from real sources seemed alternately intolerably loud and utterly imperceptible. And then there was the awful dizziness, often accompanied by nausea, even vomiting, a condition so severe that the slightest motion might set it off. But the man seemed well enough at the moment, Dr. Pyron observed. Indeed, was the answer, the dreadful symptoms would disappear for months at a time, only to recur worse than before. Dr. Pyron asked if the man had sought treatment for the malady. Oh, yes, he had gone to a regular hospital, but the doctors there were unable to help him. All he could think to do now, possessing neither the strength nor the courage to live independently, was to commit himself to the mental health facility and hope for a cure. From what Dr. Pyron had heard, there was no doubt in his mind the man was epileptic. The symptoms he had enumerated seemed obviously indicative. The doctor concurred that prolonged observation was advisable, so the patient was promptly admitted to this mental health facility. But, well, this is the rest of the story. 8 years previous to what you've just heard, one of our nation's leading neurologists, Dr. Charles Charcot, published a series of papers on diseases of the nervous system. And in two of those theses, Charcot described something called Meniere's vertigo. The disorder was not then widely known. And yet, had Dr. Pyron read those articles, he would surely have recognized the symptoms expressed by his patient, that they were not symptoms of epilepsy at all. Meniere's disease is characterized by painful ringing or buzzing in the ear, alternating hearing loss and intolerance to noise, attacks of disabling dizziness called vertigo. The auditory hallucinations are sometimes so terrible that the sufferer may mutilate his own ears. I said the sufferer may mutilate his own ears in a desperate effort to silence the awful din. Surgery, even changes in diet, can cure Meniere's disease. And yet, while specialists are now certain that Dr. Pyron's patient was suffering from Meniere's, was neither epileptic nor insane. And while French doctors a century ago could have determined the same, medical news traveled very slowly in 1889, and the 36-year-old patient remained at the asylum until the attacks became unbearable, and a year later, the man took his own life. Letters in his own handwriting would appear to remove all doubt that what he had was curable, and had he been cured, the whole world would have been more beautiful. Perhaps you thought you knew why the great artist Vincent van Gogh cut off his ear and died so young. Well, now you know the rest of the story.